Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike to tell you along with Charlie Long in studio and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, the Deputy AD and COO at Colorado State, Scott Sidwell. Scott, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Now, I gotta ask you, Mike, I need someone to send me a king cake, man. I hear all those Mardi Gras commercials and stuff, and I'm here in Colorado, so I'm going to see if I can solicit someone to send me a couple king cakes,
Scott,
to get me through.
Okay, Scott, I'm going to take care of that. I'll let Charlie get he's going to get your address. I'll take care of that for you.
We'll figure it out.
No. I mean that. Don't hang up. Charlie will get you set up, and I'll make sure you get one. Scott, two things happened at Manning Passing Academy every year for so long. One was you'd bring your dad, and your first thing Steve would always tell me is, Mike, you're taking care of the cannon? And I was like, Coach, I'm doing the best I can. And then he'd roar laughing about it. He said, I get you. And the second thing was meeting up with Buddy Tevens. And, Buddy was such a great guy. I got to know him when he was the head coach here with the Green Wave. And then he ran the Manning Passing Academy all those years. And then, tragically passed away the way it happened for him last year. And they'll have the new ESPN documentary on Buddy, The Buddy Way, tomorrow. It is the first time it gets shown on television, ESPN2 at 5 p.m. But you got to see the premiere of it. So I'll ask you right off the bat your thoughts about Buddy and your connection with him, and also about the film itself. It's an Omaha Productions film. It's a Manning film, right?
Yes, it is. Let me first say that, it's been an honor and a pleasure in my journey here in life to cross, Buddy Tevens and his family. The guy was an unbelievable person, touched so many people. And I think what you're going to, really like about, the documentary that was put together by Omaha Productions, which is run by, Peyton Manning and the family there, is that they really told the story about the impact that he had on the game of football. And I think it's really, really fascinating to some of the things that he did around player safety, provided opportunities for women as coaches. Really, really was his focus, was who he was, right? I mean, he was a person that cared about the people around him deeply. And so he was going to adjust and adapt things to make sure that, what he was in charge of took care of them first. And I don't think there's any bigger compliment that you can have in life, and certainly in the coaching profession, than to have those players that played for you say, that guy cared about me. And I think that was, my biggest takeaway was his impact on the game, his impact on the people of the game, the family of football, and all these years that he was down there, running Manning camp and all the people associated it. I can summarize it by saying it was just a real honor and pleasure in my life to have known him and see his legacy live on.
One of the things with Buddy, he wasn't with your typical head coach of our time frame, you would think his demeanor, because he was always, sort of a laid back guy. He would talk to you just like you and I were talking. It wasn't this holler scream sort of situation. He was a guy that felt that if I can talk to you, I can communicate with you. I don't have to show my anger out on the field if you messed up. I can talk to you about a mistake. I think sometimes you know, you've been in this business a long time, and understanding, you know, how your dad coached, it's different today. The communication level is totally different with, you know, the 18, 23-year-old young men than it was, say, even 10 years ago. But Buddy, he was always his own guy. I mean, he was not one of these guys that was going to kind of put on a little bit of a show to act a certain way. He wasn't. He didn't have that type of personality, and he wasn't trying to fake the funk, so to speak.
Well, it was never about him, right? It was always about the people around him, and that really came out in this documentary. And I give, you know, Peyton and the people at Omaha Productions and really the Manning family a tremendous amount of credit for telling this story. And I know the people of New Orleans and his time there, you know, they ran out of time. They didn't win enough games, all those things. And he moved on to different places, but he left an impact and continued to give back to that impact, because it was never about Buddy. It was always about somebody else. And I'll say this about coaches in general, and I'm, you know, blessed and fortunate to grow up the son of a coach, and then have been blessed and fortunate to have a career in this industry to where I, you know, work with coaches directly and coach myself for a couple of years at Tulane. But the best coaches in every level are also the best teachers. And when you think about teaching people, it's more than just teaching them where they need to be on the field. It's teaching them about life. And it's teaching them about what they need to do to be successful. And that's where his legacy really shined through.
Scott, one of the things you think about people, because, you know, in this business, you're going to get criticized. As a coach, no matter what you do, you're going to get criticized. But I never heard anybody say a mean thing about Buddy. Yeah, he was one of those guys that if you knew him, you respected him. But I can't remember one person telling me anything negative about Buddy Tevens as a person?
Oh, to me, it's the ultimate legacy, right? I mean, I the honor and blessing to be around him and be someone that was on his journey, and he was, you know, he was on mine, and our family and all the people, you know, associated with him will say the same thing. At the end of the day, the most important compliment that any of us can have is when you're gone, someone says, that guy was a great guy. And you just said it, Mike. I mean, I can't think of any greater compliment in life. They're going to forget about your records. They're going to forget about how many trophies, rings, how much money you made, all those things. Your legacy is really about what people think about you, and Buddy Tevens personified that in the highest levels.
I remember one year he brought this mechanical deal that would be almost like you chasing the quarterback. You know, it was on wheels. And so,
MVP.
Yeah. So they had all these college quarterbacks, and they were up. And I'll never forget Josh Allen. Okay. He was at Wyoming his last year there. And he took a look and he turned around. I'm just so happened to be standing right behind him. He was like, man, what the hell is that? And I'm like, man, okay, you built like a lumberjack. You shouldn't be scared of that. But it was just the way it kind of came at you. And mechanically, it kind of imitated what you would feel like to have a little bit of pressure, because when you go to Manning, there's no pass rush on you. You're basically thrown against air. And I think that was such a great innovation to give you that little bit of, okay, that guy's right there in front of me, and that's how I got to throw the football. But some of even the college quarterback counselors, they had to get used to it also.
Well, I tell you what, I mean, I mentioned it earlier, but he really revolutionized the game with that type of ingenuity and innovation. And I'll get just a preview of what you're going to see. But I mean, really, it came about at a time that, you know, Buddy had come off of a few, you know, losing seasons and some different things in his second stint at Dartmouth. And he was just tired of seeing, you know, the players with concussions and those types of things. And he said, you know, I've got to do something about this. And so, you know, you'll see it in the Buddy way. And it's just, it's a fascinating story. I think it's one of these, you know, documentaries that's going to live on for a long, long time, because it's bigger than just, you know, about the X's and O's and what he did. It's about who he was and what he did for the game of football. And I'll say even further, it's one of the great things that I think people love about the Manning family is that they truly are the caretakers of the game. And so, you know, the things that they do at Manning Passing Academy, how they go about their business with, you know, Eli and Peyton walking through with special guests talking about the game, how Archie has always conducted himself, you know, at the highest levels of respect, and but they love the game. And Buddy was that type of person in their family and my family and others, that when you truly love the game of football, you do things to try to preserve it and enhance it along the way, and Buddy did that.
Scott, last question for you. I know you've been involved in coaching searches, and years and years ago, I talked to Sam Jankovich. At that time, he was the athletic director of Miami of Florida, and he had went through Howard Schnellenberger, Jimmy Johnson, Dennis Erickson, and then Butch Davis. And his deal was, out of all those guys, only one was my top choice. You always have to have a list as far as guys that you think might be interested in the job, and some might, but then, you know, they think about it, I'm going to stay where I'm at. And sometimes it's financial. Sometimes it's about some matter of control here and there. But in the position that you've been in, that a coaching search, you better have a list of more than one, is all I can tell you. And listening to Jankovich tell me, hey, listen, the only guy that was number one on my list when I hired him, only because he coached me, it was Dennis Erickson, because Sam had coached him in high school. And so he was like, he was a natural for me to hire. He said the other guys weren't. And he said, for one of them, they were like the fourth guy on my list. So he said, you know, a lot of times fans think, oh, it's one guy or two guys. From your standpoint, having been involved with it, that is also a matter of getting to know as many as you can on your list, and because you know some of them aren't going to have an interest in it.
Well, listen, it's first of all, it's not a perfect science, or else it would be easy to quantify and use analytics and do all that, and that's all part of it now, more so than ever. I think the biggest thing, you know, with how you go about that is you've got to find the person that fits your organization, who you are, what's your resources, how you go about it, where you are in the region. All of those things are factors in who you hire. And so it's not just because they could do a great job 3,000 miles away at a place that's drastically different than where you are. It's got to fit who you are, both as an institution, as well as, you know, where you stand as a pro organization at every level, really. I mean, whether you're hiring for a high school coach, a college coach, or pro coaches, it really has to, what's important to the organization that's hiring, and how does this person fit, and what type of track record do they have that gives you confidence that they can do it where you're at.
Scott, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. Man, always a pleasure talking to you. Hang on, Charlie will get you your address. I'll get you that king cake. But again, man, a great job describing the documentary, and it'll come out tomorrow on ESPN2 at 5 p.m. the first time it'll air, The Buddy Way on Buddy Tevens. Thanks so much, Scott. Appreciate it, bud.
Yeah, thank you. It's a great watch. I encourage it highly for everybody to tune in, because it is really a special, special documentary. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Scott. Scott Sidwell, Deputy AD and COO at Colorado State.